You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Rambam says the following in Trumas Perakalev, Kol Shechziku Ili Mitzrayim Iliskad Eshut Rishoyna, every land that the people who were the first people, the people who came from Egypt, from Mitzrayim, they came, they were Mekadesh Kedusha Rishoyna, they were able to give the first Kedusha, the first holiness to Eretz Yisrael. Kiven Shegolu Botel Kedusha Osad, so they vested Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael and they came in, but when they went in diaspora, the Kedusha went away. Shekedusha Rishonim Shaisabim Neakibush, because the first Kedusha, the first holiness of Eretz Yisrael, they came through conquering Bilvad Kochel Shatev Elokish Lisalovi, that the Kedusha doesn't end, because that was a Kedusha that came as a derivative of conquering, and once the conquering, as long as you own the land, the conquering went on. When they went out, became bottle. But Kivan Sholob Nea Goyla, but when the people from the first diaspora came back, Vichziku b'miktzat haaretz, and they took back part of the land, the second commonwealth, Kedush Kitshua Kedusha Shnia Hoimedes Loelam, the second Kedusha, it's eternal, never goes away. L'shaita u'losad lovi. So Shita Saramba means the first Kedusha went away, the second Kedusha stays. Now the question is, what's the difference? So the Rambam explains in Beis HaBchira Perek Vov, V'lama ni omer b'miktav sh'shlaim k'dusha rishon ha'kitcha l'sha'ed osu lovi k'dusha eretz ro'al inyan shvi'i sabayis v'lo yitzabem lo kitcha l'osu lovi. The Rambam first explains why the Mikdash. The Rambam Shita is the Beis HaMikdash. In Yerushalayim, the k'dusha remains forever. Eretz Yisrael, not. And he says, why not? If it's k'dusha sa'mikdash v'Yerushalayim ne'a shechina. So because the k'dusha of the Beis HaMikdash comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, meaning you bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu to the world, and once they brought it to the world, they vested the Kedusha, Shechina Nebetela. It doesn't matter if it's conquered or not, that Kedusha never goes away. It says, I'm going to destroy, to desolate your Beis HaMikdash. Chachomim said, Afal b'shemumin, sheshoimimin, b'kedusha osemimimim, even though it's desolated, the Kedusha continues. Now, Aval, now there it goes like this. Aval chiyuv haaretz b'shvius b'maisres. The chiyuv of Eretz Yisrael in shvius in maisres. Because this is where we get to last year, next year, right? In shvius in maisres. The gabi daloch of the sabbatical. And the gabi daloch of maiser. Not truma, but maiser. And orim nishu kibushami. The only reason there is kedusha is because it was conquered by the people. But once the land was taken away from them, the kibush went away. So in other words, as long as it was under Jewish control and dominion, kedusha was chal, because we took it by force. Once we lost control, we lost the kedusha. Because then it's not Eretz Yisrael anymore. The cave and Shola Ezra, but however, the second commonwealth when Ezra came, lo kitcha bekibush. He never conquered the land, right? Ezra was different. The second commonwealth was never a war, it's never conquering of the land. Ella bechazoka shechzikuba. They took possession. They didn't have to fight, they took possession. So therefore, that Kedusha, which is not a derivative of conquering, since they just took possession, even when they lost possession, the Kedusha continues. Even though the possession is gone, Chayev b'shvis or b'maitzah oder shebiyal b'shvis. The Rambam Shita is shmita b'zmalazay is the raisa. Why is it the raisa? Because kedusha shniyah, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. If it's a kedusha which is the derivative of conquering, once you lose possession, the kedusha goes away. But if it's a kedusha that is not conquered, it was only because you took possession. That possession does not take away the kedusha when you lose the possession. And the Kesemisha doesn't understand. Doesn't make sense. The first Kedusha is a derivative of Kibush, conquering. The conquering is gone, the Kedusha is gone. If the second commonwealth is a derivative of possession, it should be the same. Once you lost possession, the kedusha should go away. V'lamo nomar mechazoka gamken. Why doesn't chazoka we say mishenilkecha haaretz bot lechazoka? You should say the same thing. The same way that conquering creates kedusha. When you lose control, the kedusha goes away. taking possession brings kedusha. When you lose possession, kedusha should go away. Vesu. Not only that, the first one was conquered, but it still took possession. The first Kedusha, when Yeshua came to Eretz Yisrael, he did two things. He conquered the land and he took possession. So even if the conquering goes away, the possession is still there. If the Rambam Shita is that once you take possession, it stays forever the Kedusha, why the first Kedusha goes away? I don't understand. Why in the world, if you conquer a land and you take possession, once you lose control and you lose possession, the Kedusha goes away, but Kedusha Shnia, which is only taking possession, you never lose the Kedusha. It doesn't make any sense. The Kedusha HaRishona, the first Kedusha, the first holiness that came to Yeshua, is much stronger than the second. So why does the second remain forever and the first goes away? That's the Kesem Mishnah. It's a very well-known Kesem Mishnah. It's very relevant, right? Because if you go to Eretz Yisrael, not Truma, we're not talking about Truma, we're talking about Meiser, you're talking about Shviz. Next year, Shmita. Is Shmita the Raisa of the Rabbanan? Shita Sarambam is the Raisa. Shmita is the Raisa. Why? Because the Kedusha Shnia, the second Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, is a derivative of taking possession. Taking possession never goes away. And the question is, why not? And the first one, they also took possession. It's not worse if first they conquered. On that, there's a famous Dvar Avrom in Chelek Kalv Siman Yud. Likushta de Milsa, he says, Eino Ken. I'm sorry. Dikvar Omer the Kesem Mishne v'Divrei Rambam, and he quotes the Kesem Mishne, Ula news that he niri. The Kushri Milse din Shum Chiluk Dusha bin Kibush l'Chazoka says the Ravrom. The difference is not between Chazoka and Kibush, because it doesn't make any sense. There's no possession and conquering, there's no difference. Ubi Kedusha says lo nikshaza kol Chazoka, the second Kedusha is not a derivative of possession. Ela kmo shekosav haradvaz miyur l'rambam. If you look at the radvaz says, b'mi Ezra, kitshua bepe. The chidush is Ezra, you're right. The Kesem Mishnah is right. Taking possession is the same as conquering. The kedusha of the second Beis HaMikdash is not a derivative of taking possession of the land. It's a derivative of the holiness that created by the mouth of the people. That's the reason why Kedusha is, the Rambam says taking possession, says Vavram will explain. But the Ikar Chiluk is because the first Kedusha was a Kedusha that was a derivative of possession, of actions. Actions get canceled. If you took possession, if you conquered, once you lost the Ma'ise, it's gone. Mashen ke Kedusha Spes stays forever. Okay? Okay, so let's continue. Lefishe divrei haradvaz tzrichim tosef hesbir l'arich k'tzat b'zeh. Says the radvaz needs explanation. We have to be ma'arich. V'zeh l'shon haradvaz v'imtuim arkeim v'shenizkat shakdusha sheba l'ichanor chaver b'yonu kot v'shoy sabnei hakibush b'lvad v'adayin esh lishor. So he quotes the whole drama. V'tzorech biur. He says, "Kevan the kedusha Yeshua isa shelo bepeh, lama kish Ezra bepeh?" The question is, down a second. How did Ezra know that you could mekadosh bepeh? Yeshua had to conquer, stage a war to bring kedusha. How did Ezra know that it's so easy that you just be mekadosh if you just say over like a korban you could make kedusha? How does he know that? Is it so? So Ezra, for some reason, didn't do it, and he explains because he knew that it would be destroyed, and therefore he didn't want to be mekadosh bepeh. Why did Ezra do it? Okay, so he explains like this. Explains that korponim nizbar elad. That's a Rambam kerash. The yochid shekobush shalal pirovi. So afilu beresol guf lav shmi kibush. Says like this: to be a kibush, to be able to conquer lemaise, you need all of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael as a nation does not stage a war, is a war done? Whatever it is, it's either because it's not, they are, it's a king that decides, like David the Melech, to do himself some kind of a war. That's not a Kedusha. The Eino Kodesh, Kebuile Bovel Shleh Baim Ruy Visoh, says the issue is like this, in Noile Bovel, the problem is they could not conquer the land. Because the vast majority of the people stay behind. Second Commonwealth is only a smaller part of the nation. And therefore, they could never wage a war and bring kedusha through the war. So he didn't have a way out to do it. In other words, Ezra was forced to find another way to vesting kedusha to Eretz Yisrael. Just conquering, even if you would wage a war, it's not enough. Why? Because Klal Yisrael was only the minority. You need the majority to be a kibush rabim. But he knew that Kedusha spell works even in such a case. The kibush yochel eno chisora binyan kibush. The fact that you don't have all the Jews is only a problem because it's not conquering the land. Conquering the land means most people. Avalim kicha bal peh, kicha. But if you have a Kaddish Bapa is enough, and this was the Nivuah, Hashem said to them, come back to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem told them, I want you to come back and to reestablish the Commonwealth. So Ezra understood, listen, I can't conquer because there are not enough people. So the only thing is Kedusha Speh. And the Chidush of Bayis Sheni is Kedusha Speh. Because there ain't no big Kedusha Ezra. So that's why big Kedusha Ezra, he was forced to do it by Pepe, because there was no way to bring a Kedusha B'maise with a conquering, because the Jews were not there. Aval bekibush Yeshua shekibush Ram is kasha mitzad hakibush gufei kibush nichbash haaretz mimel ose kedusha saaretz meatzma. But so in Eretz Yisrael, by the first one, once they conquered and the nation conquered, the kedusha comes automatically. The karina be'artzechem v'ruisur chalut shebapeh v'sora kedusha saaretz vazma lo kedusha bapeh. That's why Yeshua didn't do the kedusha bapeh, because he knew he had to conquer the land. Once you conquer, it comes out automatically. Kedusha speh is only secondary. Primary is a kedusha with action, that you take possession of the land. And he says, "Umatzati mifurash kedusha saaretz bepeh beturas abisid narishoinim." And I've seen this in the Rishoinim. They said that before. The Meir explains, "Bekidush amur baaretz ino betodov v'shishi no kodesh tirzitar betosef asahir." You don't have to bring korbanos. Ela kidush b'maymor machzik shachzik beturas Yisrael. You know how you do it? El kedusha saaretz Yisrael. You say it, and you enact what you say. You enact what you say, which means chazoka, and you act of it is Eretz Yisrael. If he said mitbayer b'shekosav haram b'kedusha se'ezer she'a b'chazoka, when the Rambam says k'dusha se'ezer was a chazoka, not kinyan chazoka. They say in a mekadesh klal kinyan chazoka doesn't do anything. Kinyan chazoka is irrelevant. Ela, so what is it? Yeah. So when you say, I'm making it into Eretz Yisrael, and the dibur that you say follows what you do, because you actually lived in it in Eretz Yisrael, that's fine. Aval kishem yoishem mechutz laaretz. Rama has to say that they were machzik, because if they would have been in chutz laaretz, and you'd have said kiddush bepeh, then it doesn't help. Because the dibur is not only speaking, is behaving. It's a behavioral kind of thing. So in other words, Rambam says, the first one is a mindset of kibush. The second one is a dibur. And the dibur has to be the chazoka, meaning it's not only that you spoke, that's how you behaved. It's a behavioral kind of a thing. That's why the first kedusha was done by force. Once the force is done, it's finished. Ve'na kedusha bal keshe kedusha bal peh, but when you mekadesh bepeh, is kedusha Yerushalayim is ena bottle, because kedusha is not shayach bittel. Umalim latzfizel lishoyin azor shalom. Look at the Rambam, how he says beautiful. Shemikdusha lishoyin lo iskir shekedusha lakosa shediskacha. In there, the first kedusha is a kedusha demimela. It's not that you invested kedusha, it became kodesh. And he says, why? Once you conquer, automatically kedusha comes. The second kedusha was an active kedusha that we invested in it. That we brought the kedusha. That's bepeh. Kedusha is only brought bepeh. So the first one is a kedusha dimimela through ma'aseh, and the other one is a kedusha that we created bepeh. Elashiti batnai diachzikuba. The only tnai is that you have to be there. Demloch lamein kedusha bepeh, because otherwise, if you are not there, you're not mekadesh bepeh, the dibur means nothing. Dibur is only something which is an expression. If you express Eretz Yisrael because you are there, that expression is Mekadosh. And that's a Kedusha, that's Chal. The first Beis HaMikdash is a Kedusha that came automatically through conquering. And the question that needs to be asked is very interesting. So it comes out that the first Kedusha is a Kedusha that came b'maiseh, through a kibush. The second one was b'peh. Why? And interestingly enough, that the first Kedusha, because it's b'maiseh, the Kedusha came automatically. The second one is we brought Kedusha, but it's b'peh. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do in such a way that l'maiseh, that's what the Dvar Avraham says, there was no choice. Yeshua, he had the ability to do b'maiseh. That maiseh, by automatically, is bottle, right? That maiseh is, once you lost control, the Kedusha goes away. The second one was b'peh, because it was impossible to do b'maiseh, but that Kedusha stays forever. And there's a question that Kedusha is vested by you. It's not that the Kedusha is chal mimela, that Kedusha is vested by you. So the questions are so many, three questions at least. Why is that so? That the first one, the mindset, the second one, bepeh. Why the Kedusha of mindset becomes bottle, bepeh, doesn't become bottle? And number three is why the Kedusha be mindset is a Kedusha that you bring the Kedusha, right? And the Kedusha comes automatically, but you don't vest it with Kedusha. Masha Enken, the next one. Now, it's very interesting like this, right? What Toby is asking is the following. Very interesting, right? Because Yeshua, in the beginning, if you see the beginning of Avraham, the Dvar Avraham says that Yeshua knew that the Kedusha would go away, and he knew that that Kedusha would not stay forever. So therefore, he didn't do Bepeh, because he didn't want it to be forever. We're going to soon see why. And the question is, why not? And Kedushas Peh, for some reason, he couldn't do it because he realized that it has to be B'maiseh, and he knew that this will not last forever. And the Kedusha is, he didn't do B'maiseh. So says the Dvar Avraham, if you could do B'maiseh, B'peh doesn't work. B'peh is only, we'll soon see, only after B'maiseh. There is no B'peh before a maaseh. And this is going to be the chidush here. That in essence, you cannot kedushas peh unless you have a kedusha b'maaseh first. Even though the maaseh is bottle, peh comes later. And you realize that this sounds very much like naseh v'nishma. There is no nishma until there is a maaseh. You look at it clear, right? Yeshua realized and he knew. That's what Avraham says in the beginning, that by doing it, a Kedusha, which is the mindset, by conquering, that Kedusha won't remain forever. Bepeh would be, but Bepeh is only a secondary, not a primary. He had to do first the mindset. Almost like Naseh v'Nishma. First Naseh, then Nishma. The question is, why is the system so? And why mindset becomes bottle, but Dibur doesn't become bottle? Why mindset goes away and Dibur doesn't? And why mindset is not that the Kedusha comes, the Kedusha, this enables Kedusha to be Chal, something which is done with your mouth, your expression brings the Kedusha. So those are very important questions that we need to address, and that's the topic of tonight. But before that, I want to go with you in two Meshech Chochmas. The two Meshech Chochmas say basically the same, but they're fascinating. We know the name that we've been talking about, Hashem, which is Shem Abina. We spoke so many times that this is a continuation of this idea that we've been speaking. I will be what I will be. She says, Sod Hashem Membeis, right? This is the famous name of 42, because Eke is 21, Eke Asher Eke is 42. We spoke about it so the previous week and the week before. The 42 is the traveling, right? When God emanates, that is basically the path of 42, which are the 42 travels of Klal Yisrael, which is I will be what I will be. Dovar mitoch dovar, the two yuds of the Aleph, right? Of the Shem Havayah. I will be what I will be. I will be what you make me, right? So in other words, Hashem says, I will be what you make me to be. Shnei Pyom Chofalev Kiminyan Eke. Veromaz Rabbeinu says something fascinating. We mentioned the Meshech Chochma. The Rambam is Meramitz to this measure. The Rambam says Meshech Chochma, this Kabbalistic idea. is hinted by the Rambam in Perek Dal, the Loch Yudal, Shekin Yish Havayis, and Pashas Tfilin Shirosh Chof Aleph. If you look at how many times Shem Havayis shows in Tfilin Shirosh 21, or Kenegd B'Sheliat Sachakol 42. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says there are 21 Shem Shomayims in Tfilin Shirosh, 21 Shem Shomayims in Tfilin Shiliat, altogether 42. So that's what the Rambam says. Why does the Rambam have to stress how many Shem Shomayims they are? To tell you that that's the Shem in base. Saying Chazal that if you know the Shem in base and you know how to spell out the Anna Bekoach, people are afraid of you. Because if you understand that you are the expression of God and you are the expression of Kodesh Boch, people are afraid of you. That's what the Gemara says. We know by tefillin is like this, that whenever you have the tefillin shirosh, you have to have the tefillin shiliat. Because the Gemara says, kol man shebeinecha, anytime the tefillin is here, you need to be too. So it comes out that if somebody is wearing tefillin shirosh, the presumption is that he's wearing tefillin shiliat. So he's carrying the Shem and base. That's why it says in the Gemara, the Pasuk, that when they see that you are carrying Shem Hashem, they'll be afraid. And the Gemara says it's Tfilin Shirosh. Why is Davka Tfilin Shirosh? He says, yes, because the Umen base. Because if you're wearing Tfilin Shirosh, means by presumption you're already wearing Tfilin Shiliad, Shem Shamayim is on you. And the same way that Shem and base, people are afraid of, Tefillin, which is a remez of Shem and Beis, people are afraid of it also. But they're only afraid once you put Tefillin Shirosh, because it's only 42 and you put the Shirosh also. We know the Shem and Beis is the Shem of Bria Sa'olam, the Moshe Rabbein already got it in Bereishis. We don't say the Baharad, 42 letters from Bereshis to Bohu, to the Hay, to Resh of Vayomer, and 42 to the Dalet of something called Vayavdel. Kimvur Berabinu Bechai, Soedom, Verchebe Shabbos, Bakun Tfilin. So he says something fantastic. Because you need the Shemen base, Tfilin takes care of the Shemen base. What you do on Shabbos, you don't have Tfilin. That's Meshe Chochmim. Meshe Chochmim says, that's why you say four times Sheva Broches. We say four Shmonesres, each one with seven blessings. Shekeneged Shaimis Kor Shemishil Yom HaShabbos, because they are also seven Shem Shomayim in Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, Yerushalmi says. Ushnei Piyomim Shil Yom HaShabbos. We say Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos twice. Once a night, once in the day. So altogether, we say six times. We say six times Shem Shomayim, seven times. Six times seven is 42. So says the Brit says the Meshech Chochmah something fantastic. Where is the 42? The name 42. The 42 was called in Tefillin. We don't have it in Tefillin. So on Shabbos you say Shmonesre four times. Times the seven brachas. You say Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos twice. Each one has seven Shem Shomayim Yud Kei Vav Kei. All together you sing six times seven is this. So says the Shem in base is basic. But realize something. You only have the Shem in base when you put the Tefillin Shiliad, and the Tefillin Shirosh has to come second. And the question is, why is there a specific halacha that would be the Shem Shomayim of Mem Beis, the Shem Shomayim of Tefillin has to be second? So the Eke Asher Eke, the first Eke is 21, is the Tefillin Shirosh, the second is Tefillin Shiliad, but has to be that Tefillin Shiliad comes first. There is no Tefillin Shirosh without Tefillin Shiliad. And the question is not why. And the second one is, you'll see, is the same idea of the Meshech Chochmah repeats in different ways this idea in Perek Gimel, Posuk Gimel, in Shmois. So the question is, Eke Asher Eke is Tefillin Shiliad and Tefillin Shirosh. How? Just because it's 21 Shem Shomayim? That's number one, the number one question. But the second question is, why Tefillin Shirosh has to be always after Tefillin Shiliad? Why can't it be the opposite? right? Meaning it should be independent. And the Pasuk says, V'ro kol ha'me'aretz k'shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yorum mecha. The fear of the Jewish people is a derivative of Tfilin Shorosh, because Shorosh makes it 42. You don't have 42 with Tfilin Shliach. Tfilin Shorosh makes it. And the question is why? So why is it Yud Kei Vav, the 42 Tfilin? What does it have to do with this? Eke asher eke, Tfilin Shorosh and Tfilin Shliach. How is that Merumas? Number one. Number two is why Tfilin Shorosh always have to finish Liat.
You are listening to Ben's
Torah. And then I want to add a third question. Like always, we have three things in Halacha, and is the Chumash Agro. And this is fantastic. Says the Gro, Shamati Meadoini Moiri Rabbi Hagoinzal. Kach Kabbalah Biadeinu Min Hagoinim Ish Mipish. We have a Kabbalah from the Geoinim. Ad Moshe Rabbeinu, shekol avoyde zora yatzorech dvar erva. Every avoyde zora always required a dvar erva to start. V'lachen k'tzivis kol avoyde zora ve'yiznu achri abaylim. Ve'yiznu is loshen znus, right? Meaning is prostitution. What does have prostitution to do with avoyde zora? Always you need avoyde, algilu arise before that. V'yivikam ha'amaze ve'zona. That's a Maimadirim. Rabbi Nachum Mendel Mishkulov said, that's Kamad B'Shem Agro. And then he goes and he explains again the same idea that always you need something called Znus before. And the question is, why? Why every Avodah Zorah needs Znus before? Meaning every Avodah Zorah has a Gilui Arayus preceding it? Why? Mechateisi. Why is that so regarded as Kabbalah B'Shem Agyoinim? But I'm going to show you another story of the Gro. This story is a fantastic story. The Gro says like this, Bechos of Nimtza Lev Kodem Ayin. Now, if you look at the Pasuk is very careful. V'loy Sasuri should not follow your heart and your eyes. Ashetem Zoinim Achareyem. Now, and the reason is because, as we know, Achre Levavchem is Minus, meaning Apikorsus Avirizora is Levavchem, and Achre Yenechem, right, is your eyes is noose. So here is mashma that levavchem comes before. We know that the heart and the eyes both want the avera. Says beferush, first the eye sees and then the heart desires. So it comes out that the eyes always preceding the heart, and here is the opposite. The pasuk says, "Achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem." V'im kev v'lelim achrei neich v'levavchem. The lo ayn who asarsur kodem lo lev. The Gro comes to answer. The pasuk, the reason it switches the order is because it's bringing you a mind of Chazal. Chazal says, one person was very careful with tzitzis. He heard that there's a prostitute in Karchayam. There's a prostitute in somewhere far away. She would charge 400 zuvim. And he did it, and he was waiting for her, so he desired her before he saw her. And that specific story is a story where the desire of the heart came before the eye. That's why the Gemara says tzitzis was so careful. Tzitzis came to hurt him, says, Loi sasurach levachem chreinechem. Veniskaim vayalachem, the tzitzis urisimo isos chartem. The tzitzis prevents you, veloi sasurach levachem chreinechem. And in that case, there was a desire before he saw her. And therefore, the post changed for him. This is like unbelievable growth. So you tell me, did the post change the order? The natural order is the eye and then the heart. The post switches the order because of one story in the Gemara. Why? Why do we change the order? Okay? So, to answer all of this, I think it's important to, first let's repeat the questions and we to see the Eretz Yisrael. So the first question is Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. There is a Kedusha in action, an actionable Kedusha, and that doesn't stay forever conquering. Then there's a Kedusha of expression, that you express as Kedusha Speh. That Kedusha Speh is only secondary. If you could do B'mainse, you have to do B'mainse, and the mindset always has to come first, right? That's why Yeshua had to do it. And the question is, why? And you see that Yeshua, the Avraham says, he knew that's not staying forever. And for some reason, B'mainse doesn't stay forever. So why is that necessary? Why is that structured this way? Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh is keneged the Shemim base, the 21 Shem Shamayim in each, 42 Eke Asher Eke. That's the Shemim base that we've been speaking for so long. What does it have to do with the Shemim base? But he says the Shem Hashem is only Chal with Tefillin Shel Rosh. And Tefillin Shel Rosh has to be preceded by Tefillin Shel Yad. And that's why Tefillin Shel Rosh is the one that completes the 42. And the question is why? Why does Tefillin Shel Rosh has to follow the Tefillin Shel Yad? Why is that structured in such a way? And what does it have to do Shemim base? And then every znus has to precede Avodah Zarah. Why? And not only that, look at the pasuk, right? The pasuk changes the Seder because of one story. It changes the Seder that became, which is in essence always is the eye sees and it creates a desire of the heart. In one case, or the case of tzitzis, the desire of the heart came before the eyes, and that's why the pasuk changes it because of tzitzis. What does it have to do with anything? So to answer all of these questions, I would like to go with you over the Aderes Eliyahu. It's here. Again, it's not here. The Aderes Eliyahu is in Sefer Dvorim. On the pasuk that says, "Pnu usiu lachem uvo arzaknam." We know that after the Meraglim, the book says you're going to be stuck in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, "Pnu, go away, usiu, and travel and come." So three things. Pnu, you should be pointed, you should steer away. Travel and then come. Pirush. She'odem anosia mimokim lemokim. When a person travels from place to place, yes, bazeh shlosha mikomot. There are three places where a person travels. There are three stages. Look at the stages. Dehainu min hamakom shenasa, v'hamakom shenosia lesham v'techlisei. Always, there is a point of origin and there's a point of destination. V'yetz Yaakov, v'yetz Yaakov b'er sheva, v'yelech Haron. There is the two. V'haderech shemealech makom ha'nisiyad makom shenosia. And then there is the travel. So every time there is a nisiyah, there is a time you travel. There is a point of origin, a point of destination, and the traveling process between. That's what the pasuk tells you after the Meraglim. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells the Jews, what does he tell them? Pnu, first, get away, tilt away, steer away from where you are, meaning travel from your origin. Usiu, and you should travel, which is the second stage. Ubo, mokom atachlis. So therefore, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you to travel. He tells you three things. Pnu, first of all, steer away. Go out from where you are. Travel and get to your destination. You should know that a person's travel has these three stages. In the world of the three-dimensional, not only the soul of the person is three-dimensional, not only the world is three-dimensional, not only Kodesh Baruch Hu's Olam is three-dimensional, as we spoke so many times, the Olam HaElyonim, Atzilus, and the Olam HaTachtonim. The truth is, the process is also a three-part process. Oilam hazeh shmisham nosea. Oilam hazeh is the point of origin. That's where we start our travel. Omokum tachlis. So where is the destination? Gan Eden. V'derech halichosoi. And then there is the process of going from oilam hazeh to oilam habo, to Gan Eden. Machmashi efshal levo afa chashik neshlim zigan etch nispashim benugufnius. So, Oilam Hazeh, you have to leave Oilam Hazeh. Oilam Hazeh, you have to leave. How do you leave? How do you steer away? Because you have to take the physicality away. That's why when the first stage is you have to leave your point of origin. Leaving the point of origin is breaking away from the physical. In some way, you have to transcend the physical. Usiu. And then there is a process which is Seul, Obo, Mok, Tachlis, Vagan Eden. Okay? So this is how neshamas travel. The first step is you have to break away from Olam Hazeh. We're going to soon see, but there is a break away from Olam Hazeh. Then you travel and then you connect. But that's always the process. That's why it's called Pnu. Pnu means you have to be Poine Kodim. You have to face it. You have to transcend. You have to get out. Right, you have to leave your point of origin. You cannot go to a process until you leave. So there is a need to abandon, to go away from Olam Hazeh. It's called Pnu. Says the Gro, v'chen kan b'Yisrael. This is true not only individually with every person. Klal Yisrael is also Pnu mehar Sinai. Always, they were in Har Sinai. Look at something funny. They were in Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Pnu achash nishlim sham k'mo she'nemar av lochem." He says, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, steer away from Har Sinai. She'ifnu misham etach shemusha eretz Yisrael, nachlosim eretz Yisrael. You have to go out of Har Sinai. That's the point of origin, is Har Sinai. Look at how it's the opposite, right? Usually in the individual, is Olam Hazeh traveling to Olam Haba. Klal Yisrael doing the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, leave, steer away from Har Sinai, right? And you should go. The tachlis shlimusam shu'eretz nachlosim eretz Yisrael. You should go, and the tachlis is eretz Yisrael. B'mnei shakavon harishon eloi reshchinos uchvoide shlamar de moishim min hashamayim. Because the first thing is, the first step of Klal Yisrael is bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. So therefore, you have to take from Har Sinai and bring him down. So the travel is taking him from there to here. The origin is Har Sinai, and he has to travel to Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the Meraglim didn't want. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu says, after you know what's wrong with the Meraglim, because the Meraglim wanted to be clinging to Har Sinai. And the first thing is Pnu, get out of Har Sinai to the traveling, which is this Shem Mem base, the 42 Masoes, and come to Eretz Yisrael. And that's what he says, because Ikar HaTachtoin is to bring Shamayim back. There are three places. Har Sinai, Ohel Moed in Eretz Yisrael. Shad Moshe lo yorda Shechina Oretz, because Hashechina was coming down. V'yadua sh'olam nechlek l'shloisha chalokim. The world is shloisha, as we spoke so many times, the world is three-dimensional. What is the three-dimensional part of the world? Yeah, which is so givaldic. Yes, and Volchonon says, "Va'yisu mehar Hashem." Chazal say, Rashi already quotes, "Kitino kaboreach mebeis ha-sefer." And Chazal were wrong with it. Chazal were very, very, what you call, they were very critical of that. And we'll soon see why. Because why kitino kaboreach mebeis ha-sefer? The Goyim says you have to leave Har Sinai, but the reason is, you'll see in a second. But the Volchonon has a great question. Why is it a criticism on Klal Yisrael if that's what supposed to do? But says the Gemara, yes, that's what you're supposed to do. It says the world is nechak l'shloisha chalokim, shamayim va'aretz v'odam mechabram. You should know the Goyin is, as we spoke so many times, and initially you heard that ad nauseum, and we heard here, the world is three dimension, spiritual, shamayim, aretz, and odam that connected to. So bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to take him out of shamayim into the aretz. So pnu, take away from shamayim into Oyel Moed, which is the transition into Eretz Yisrael. And he says, Vihine, take a look what he explains. And he says, V'chen shloisha mekom zelo dehanu dileil. V'hine mitchilo leyorda shchina laaretz al edi araki yorda al Sinai. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come to Eretz Yisrael directly. First to Har Sinai, v'achar kach yorda l'Oyel Moed, aval lo bikviyus ala mimokum lemokim. And the traveling was Oyel Moed, which is the 42. V'achar kach be'Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's what it says in the pasuk. At shamelech b'msibudar b'mokom esebu shua shamayim, from shamayim. V'achar kech tzroi ramor do dili bin shaday alin, he goes into the oil moed. V'achar kech kol ha-koifer do dili b'char mein gedi, tachlis shchina l'eretz Yisrael. So look at the gross. So the gross says the following. Klal Yisrael, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to the world. Klal Yisrael as a klal, you bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to the world from Har Sinai, and you have to break away from Har Sinai through Oel Moed to get into Eretz Yisrael. Our avoid is to go break away from Eretz Yisrael and climb back all the way. And this is always these three stages. That was Shteitin Grow. Explains the Ritzchok Isaac Hover, again, in the Beritzchok, right? The Beritzchok is the Pirush on that. And he says, Kvar nisba v'shem shloish shadargin, says, over the world has three stages. Shamayim va'aretz u'b'china emtzayit ha-mechabro. There's always shamayim va'aretz, and there is something between. V'chan odam elam azve tachlis b'shvil le'mahabo hem shnei ahem shel Hashem. You realize that these two, the mokom ha-yitziyah and the mokom ha-knisa, Rabbi said, look how givaldic, the two hays of Shem Shamayim. The two hays of Shem Shamayim are that, right? The mokom, the first hay is the origin, and the second hay is the destiny. This is called the two hays of Shem Shamayim. Ve'aderech ha-mevi'oi lidei olam haba. Now what brings you to the first hay? Is Torah mitzvah shoyisek bo'im b'chayv. Is Torah mitzvah neged vov shel Shem. That's the vov. That's the connecting point. Torah mitzvah is the vov. That's why the word vov is spelled as two vovim. Is Torah mitzvah. Mitzvah and Torah. V'chol vov u'zayin. We all know the vov, really, it's design is what puts the vav together. We all know that the vav in the zayin is hayinu hach. That's why you can split the vav in the hay. That's the Ramak that says that originally the zayin was part of the vav. The day was not 24 hours, was 28 hours, 6 days of 28 hours. Each day gave 4 hours to create Shabbos. But the vav, that connecting point is Olam Hazeh, is the transition. So he says like this, this is the life. The vav is the life. It's connecting from one hay to the next hay. The tachlis adover is to start from the lower hay. And the lower hay, we explain, is the shem yudke vavki milui yud hay vav hay, which means 52. Yud hey vav hey bimilu hey. You type yud vav dalet hey hey vav hey hey. Shem Shamayim repeated twice, which means that we live in a world which is a separate dimension. That's Olam Hazeh. That is the Olam Hazeh. That looks like a Kadosh Baruch is there and we are here. Kibi yochol datu Shem Shamayim, as we spoke so many times. That's the Shem Bon, and we have to take the Bon, meaning the Shem Shamayim yud kei vav kei 52, take it to the first hey, which is the famous one, 63, which is Bemilui Aleph. And we do this through Adam, and Adam is Begimatria 45, which is Shem Shamayim, full of Alephs, right? So look at the Gro. The Gro, these three dimensions, the point of origin, the point of destiny, and in between is the three ways how we spell Shem Shamayim. Yudke Vovke, with the repeated Yud Kivov, which is 52, is connected to Olam Hazeh, which is the last hay, which is Malchus, which means that there is a Kodesh Boch and us, this quote-unquote dual dimension. Then we have to go ahead and Adam has to find, as we spoke so many times, the essence of the Bria is the Shem 45, which is Bimilui Alephs. Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph, 45, right? That we spoke. This is connecting to the next one, which is this first hay, which is Olam Haba, which is the Olam HaMachshava, which the Vav, the Aleph, now becomes in between the two Vavs. And you're going to realize something beautiful about what he says. If you saw it, Arbiru Shur Sigi Mibon, Shekach Nivro Odom, Begush Bo Asig Vecho Yitzar Mora. That's why the Avoidas Odom is in between to take Olam Hazeh, which appears to be a dual duality, and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our avoidah is to turn a base into an aleph. You realize the world was created with a bereshis, and bereshis start with a base. What is the concept of base? It says the Maral is the concept of duality. The concept of brocha, which is the beginning, as we know, of dualities. That's the Shem Bon. The Shem Shamayim becomes dual, right? That's Olam Hazeh. Our avoidah, so says Oysus Rebbe Kiva, that the aleph was very upset that he lost the opportunity. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, with you, I'm going to start the Torah Anoichi. Anoichi is taking the duality, which are the two yuds, and connecting with the vav. That's the Avodas Adam. Avodas Adam is connecting the world to something higher. That's Eke Asher Eke, connecting the yud to the next yud, the yud of physical to the machshava of the world. This is the Avodas Adam. We take the duality of base into the duality of Aleph. The duality of Aleph is two yuds, but they're connected with the Vav. That is our Avoda. That's the Shema. That's why Adam is Begimatria 45, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, full of Alephs. And that Aleph becomes integrated into the Machshava and the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu between the two Vavs. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei Bemilui Yud, only the Vav is Aleph. Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Hey Yud, and the Vav Aleph Vav, which is Chazal say that the Aleph now enters into between the Vavs. Right, that's how you connect the two valves, which is the two forms of connection. That is Avodas Adam, and that's a Tachlis Adam, and that's Olam Haba. So our travel is from the hay to the hay through the vav, and the vav is the vav spelled with an aleph. Now look at this, how fantastic it goes on. So now the Shem of 72, as I told you, that's above us, right? That's the Shem HaChesed. That is above us, right? This is Kibiyochol Matan Schara. That's above us. That is Kibiyochol. We connect in the Shara Hamishim. We connect to that Chochma, which is the Shem 72, which is the ultimate Chesed. But our Avoida, and understanding, right? in Kedusha of Shabbat, of every day, right, in Shema. Divrei Elohim Chaim u'melech olam. The first hay is Elohim Chaim, steht in Shari Oire. The second hay is Melech olam. Our avoid is take Melech olam into Chayor. The Gion Zuk explained this. Let me explain to you. So here. And he says, V'tzorech lezakech nafshoi v'liyois nefresh menataivez v'ze mesaken bon aledimo. V'deshem ben is ma, he becomes. That's why pnu she'ifnu minagashmius. I'm going to skip this one. I'm going to go to the next Aderes Eliyahu, which is also fantastic. Look at this grosses. Ki esel shamayim yodi, kmo shenemar yodi osta aretz. The pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, ki esel shamayim yodi, I lift my hand to the shamayim. Because the hand relates to the aretz, is the physical. V'chaber oisel ha-shamayim, si yishroi mishmi ba'aretz kmo shamayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I am going to raise the aretz to become shamayim. Right, I'm going to allow the Oretz to become Lashem. And Moshe Neemar ki Lashem Hamlucha Moishel Bagoyim Ve'ol Moishim Ve'Yisroim Shmi Baretz Kmo Shamayim. The avoida is the Shem Shamayim should be so clear in the Oretz like is in Shamayim. That's why his pasuk says Ki Esel Shamayim Yodi Yodi, which is the physical. I'm going to raise to the Shamayim. Ve'zeo Ki Esa El Shamayim Yodi Kmo Moshe Neemar Ki Adal Kesko Aviu Bashamayim Kmo Moshe Neemar. Our avoida, Hashem says, I'm going to take Yodi, which is the physical, to Shamayim. Says the Gro, Shakudosh Baruch Hu nikra Chay Olamim. Hakudosh Baruch Hu is called Chay Olamim. And we're going to unpack this. But look what it says. Shemechabesh Neolomis. Hakudosh Baruch Hu connects two Olamis. Anoichi im Leolam. Anoichi is I, the revelation. Leolam is hidden. Loshel Le'alem. Chai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Anoichi Lo'ilam. Anoichi, which is the essence, the presence, to Lo'ilam, which is hidden, the Alem. V'inyan hazeh, lifi she'olam hazeh mitnaig b'teva v'al ha'shamayim u'al pi ha'rotzen. Olam hazeh is b'teva. In Shamayim is Gilui ha'rotzen. In this world is teva, we don't see Rotzen Hashem. The clarity of Rotzen Hashem in the world of spiritual. Kmo she'nemar yodi osta aretz v'minita k'shamayim. Yodi osta aretz, what is the otzi aretz? Yodi is always loshen keha, is the weak part of it, is the yad, which is this world, which is not clear. V'omar kan esel shamayim yodi, v'sroim yodi gam ba'aretz she'itnagu, b'gam kan deli ha'rotzen, v'yase nisfulos ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want the Yodi, which is the physical, to become Shamayim. That's Gilui Shem Shamayim. That Yodi, which is the physical, should become Shamayim. Kmo she'nemar ki l'Hashem amlucha. V'yomarti chai anoich le'olam. Ki at ein nikar malchus ha'aretz. Now, we can't realize, we can't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval os yakir malchus kem ba'aretz. Kmo she'omru chai olomi. Bitri almi. Kmo she'nemar. V'yom chai anoich le'olam. V'yom chai anoich le'olam. Those are the two things, the two shvues. That's why a shvua says the Gro, you need two things. You need a chayfetz and you need a dibur. And you soon see, because shvua is shnei olomis. Ukmo shanu nishboim bashem b'kitas chayfetz. V'chen ha'olam nivra b'amira v'asiyah. That's the soid amira v'asiyah. Amira is in the shomayim, asiyah is in the oretz. V'yoymer olikim v'yas. V'chen shnei haluchis. There are two luchis. One ben odam lamokim, one ben odam lachaveri. V'etorah shebichsav, which is michta v'lukim, v'etorah shebalpeh, which is dibur. Always mindset. Dibur. Says the Gro, Mainse Dibur, Oilam Haze is Mainse. Viod Dibur is the narrative, the explanation, the Gilui Harotzin. That's Kebiyochol, the first Hey, which is the Bechina, which is transcendence. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am going to raise the Mainse, the world of Mainse, to become the world of Dibur. Mainse means that you do things and you don't see an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to allow this world to be an expression of myself. And that's the Chibur, which is what the Gro said before, the Hey, which is the Bon, is the world of Mainse. The Mainse is that actions in this world by nature allow you to believe that we are independent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is an independence, that we are independent agents, which is action because there's no explanation. By the way, actions can always be explained in a natural cause called the Sibah Tivit. So you don't even have to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dibur is expression. The world has a narrative. The narrative is Min HaShomayim. That's when you have the thinking and the Machshova, and that's Shomayim. And that is the Shem, which is the Aleph, that you connect the here to the there. That's Odom is a Medaber, because we connect the world of Mindset to the world of Dibur. That's why Odom is a Medaber. We are Alephs. We take the first Yud, connecting to the other Yud. Connecting is the Aleph. Aleph is the beginning of Dibur. That's why Aleph is ineffable, because that's the Shoresh of Dibur. And that's Avodas Odom. Look at what Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Hover explains. And he says like this, this is Gvura and Chesed. Gvura is limitation, constraining, Maise. That's Gvura. And Chesed is Dibur, explaining, expanding. ולכן בשמיים ניכר שמו יסבורך כסה שנברא ביד הגדולה. שמיים is שם הקדוש ברוך הוא is revealed. ובארץ הוא יד כהה. The world is a weak hand. כהה is also a dark hand. You see, יד כהה, יד חו is יד כהה, is the hand which is weak. But כהה also means dark. Relates to the world of physical, which by nature is dark. There is no interpretation. There is no explanation. And that's butzina de kardonaisa. The world of mind is butzina de kardonaisa, is yad keha. By the way, those are the two feelings. You realize that the two feelings is taking the world of mindset, of action, right? Which by nature is the small, is the left, is yad keha, it's weak. The world, the mindset is weak, and the mindset is dark. And we have to put that feeling Shorosh with the idea of thinking, of analyzing, of vesting, of creating connection, and connecting the two. That's why that feeling Shorosh, right, has a ritual that go all the way to connect the tefillin shel yad. And therefore, that's the idea of connection. That's tefillin. That's why Shemen Beis. Shemen Beis is connecting the yud atachtoina, which relates to the hey, to the world of physical, to the yud of thought. That's why it's eke, Asher Akbosh says, eke, it's my plan, Asher eke, what happens in reality is the world of plan to the world of reality, the world of thought, the world of narrative, of explanation to the world of reality. That connection is tefillin. And he says, the Olam Hazeh is the world of Tziluk, is the world of darkness, is the world that you don't see. And he says, she'al yedei she'shmo mis'alem ba'aretz ha'sich ra'ach miskaber. The only sidrach is because the world of Kodesh Boch is hidden. La'ato yisodom la'kish v'goros yisbof lo'y medelestin u'makhish v'ashgoch. U'le'o sid lovoy as kiesel shomayim yodi she'isroim yedikea she'baretz li'oshovim ha'shomayim. U'le'o sid lovoy, the world of mindset, the world of the tefillin shiyad, the darkness will become shomayim. And zivuga the dawn, that's the zivug of the zohar and the nekeva. The nekeva is k'neged tefillin shiyad, the world of mindset, to the world of Dibur, of Jesus Zohar, that connection is lost in love you, and the Aleph becomes perfect. Shnei Hamioris Agdolim, that's why the moon will become like the sun. The moon and the sun is exactly this, right? The sun is the one that lightens, is the idea of Dibur, of explanation, of interpretation, of transcendence, Tfilm Shorosh. The Levona is Tfilin Shel Yad, is Yad Keha. When the Levona is not dark, but will reflect totally the light of the sun, that the two Yuds are connected, that's Losi Lovoi. Because the world was created Bereishis, two dimensions, Bon, Yud Kei Vov Kei, and Yud Kei Vov Kei, the two become one through the Aleph Noichi. Torah is the Dibur of the world that allows the two, this duality, to be connected. So you realize that Adam is connecting the two realities of the base, turning the base into an Aleph. Our Avoida, that's why our Avoida is called Hachnosa. We take the world from Rishus HaRabim, from these two dimensions just separate, connecting them through the ineffable Aleph. And that real connection is ineffable, is the Shoresh HaDibur. We can never explain fully that connection. That's why it's ineffable. It's the Aleph, is eternal, is infinite, is ineffable. But that's our Avoida, that's our Avoida. And then that Aleph becomes the Soid of the Vav of Bina, which is Dover Mitoich Dover. The Dover Mitoich Dover, Olam Hazeh, as a result of Olam Haba, the valves of connections inside of it, there is an Aleph hidden within it. And he says, the Shutav HaShlishi is the Ima, taking it to the source, and the source allows it to be together, which is Shem Samech Gimel. Matan Torah is a datigron. We saw that Shamayim Voretz became connected. It's Matan Torah. Matan Torah is the Shara Hamishim. This is only possible with the Shara Hamishim, which is Bina, which is Keneged, the Shem Sak. This is the shortage, this is the source of what will happen in the world to come. And let me explain to you, let's go to the last line. This chibur, to be able to connect the two yuds, are really the two covenants that we have. Echad b'maise, we know, I just told you, right? You know that there are two forms of connection. One of them is bris mila, which is physical, which is arayas. The other one is interpretation, is the bris apeh. Both are called covenants, right? Bris mila and the bris aloshon. Those are the two of them. Those are two connected yuds. One, the world of Maise is the bris hamoer, is the world of taiva, the world of bris mila. And then there is a bris of Torah, and the bris of Torah is the breeze of Peh, which is the spiritual. Says Rabbi Yitzchok Zichover, these two breezes are the two of them, right? Olam Hazeh, which is the Shem Ben, this duality, is the breeze of Mainse. And you do the Mainse here, and then you connect this through breeze HaLoshon. Breeze HaLoshon allows the breeze HaMainse to connect. And Vezer Shomarti Chai Anoichim Leolam, which Soid Chai Almin. This is the famous Chai Almin. I'm not going to mention to you again, but if we saw in the shurim before, the 18 that we spoke about it, is that if you look at the Vav and the Hey, right, which is Keneged that Vav is 13, Hey is 5, that's 18, that's Keneged Das. The Das, we all know that's the Gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Echad, is through the Hey of Ma'ase and the Vav of Dibur, which is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, the five Chumashim, we get the Gilu of Torah Shebichsav, and then we use that as a platform to transcend into Torah Shebal Peh. And Rabbi said, this Dibur, Ma'ase and Dibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us from Har Sinai all the way to Eretz Yisrael. As I told you, the avoida is pnu siu, is to take the mindset and elevate the mindset through dibur to connect to the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Adam is the medaber, but it always starts from the world of mindset. The same way that you need pnu, you take the mindset and you need to take it away from the physical. And then to allow it to transcend, you have to free it up. Always starts from Ma'ase. The reason why it starts from Ma'ase, why is Nase v'Nishma? Because the Ma'ase, even though it's Yad Keho, the Ma'ase by nature is flawed. You take that Ma'ase to free it from Olam Hazeh, to allow it, which is the Shem Bon, the world of Ma'ase, which is this world of duality, to do the Ma'ase and then through our Dibur elevate it. But always starts from the Ma'ase. That's why it's Nase v'Nishma. You can never do the opposite, because says the Gro, you have to go through the process. Pnu u'se'u, u'bo'u. First, pnu. First, the first aspect of it is take it away from the physical, and then so go through the travel. The travel is the Vav, is connecting through Dibur until you connect to Machshova, which is the world of Machshova. But always is Hey. And then Vav. That's why Ma'ase always comes first, even though by the Ma'ase by nature is flawed, because Dibur is eternal. But Dibur has to start from Ma'ase. That's why in Kibush Eretz Yisrael, what is the first thing that starts always? Is the Ma'ase. You have to do a Kibush B'Ma'ase, and you could not do B'Dibur. But if you do a Kibush B'Ma'ase, the Dibur is then Chal. And the Dibur is eternal. But the difference is because the Ma'ase, we do the Ma'ase, right? And the Kedusha is Chal Mimela, because we do the Ma'ase, we free the Ma'ase, and then we allow the Kedusha to be Chal. The Ma'ase is always creating the Kli. The Dibur is vesting with Kedusha. Kedusha is eternal. The Kelim are not eternal. Therefore, the mindset is by nature flawed. Kedusha makes the mindset into a real mindset. In Eretz Yisrael is exactly this, right? Realize that Eretz Yisrael had to be the mindset. And the mindset, you knew that it would be flawed, it would not be perfect, but that's part of the mindset. And says the Dvar Avraham, the mindset, you do the mindset, the Kedusha, the Rambam says, is Chal Mimela, because you just created the Kelim, and Mimela the Kedusha is Chal. The second one is, but once you have the mindset, then you could vest with Kedusha Speh, and Kedusha Speh is our ability to connect Kedusha, and that's the Vav. From the Hey, you can go to the Vav. From the Shem Ben, if you're Mesaken Ben, to be able to recognize, to work with it, to free it from Elam Hazeh Pnu, then you could go and be able to connect. That's why 9-7 Nishma, which is, by the way, so that's why Tefillin Shorosh and Tefillin Sheliad. Tefillin Sheliad relates to the world of physical, the world of Maiseh. The world of Maiseh is by nature Keho. But that's the Eke. The Eke to connect to the other Eke, that when you start the Shem and Beis. But the Shem Shamayim with Tefillin Shorosh can never be on its own. It has to be a derivative and a result of Tefillin Shaliad. That's why Tefillin Shaliad always has to come. Look at the Bris. Bris Mila always comes before Bris Torah. Bris Mila comes before Bris Torah. That's why Bris Mila is in the eighth day, and then you learn Torah. Bechomesh Lemikra. Torah Shebichsav, which is the mindset, comes out before Torah Shebalpeh. Always the mindset has to be. Which, by the way, is always a givaldike thing, you know. I was thinking to myself, when you learn Gemara, right? You should always say, first, let me just map out the learning. Let me talk about the structure of the Gemara like you do in everything else, and then you start learning. Our yeshivas do the opposite. You start doing it, and then you explain. Because always you start from the world of mindset. Says the Chinuch, Adam nifal mifil peulosav. You always start from the mindset. Because our ability to transcend is penu useu, is from the hay connecting to the vav, is taking the base and breaking the base into a yud and then connect it to the other yud. But if you don't break the base into a yud, you'll never do it. I always say the base, what you have to do is to take away the nekud of the base and transform. You know, the base has a base, but the base is dogish, right? Bereshis. The dogish, the point of the base is taking that point. Because once you look at the focal point of the base, which is the mindset, and you do the mindset mitzvah, you prevent the avera, you free it up from the sigim, you free up sigim, are called the thorns. You look at the focal point of the base into that nekuda, you turn it into a yud, with the dibur, you'll be able to connect that yud and allow it to transcend. And that's Torah Shebalpeh, always Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav, you have to know Torah Shebichsav to be able to be medayik the psukim. That's how Torah Shebalpeh evolved. Like Shira Goyen says, Torah Shebichsav allowed Torah Shebalpeh to develop. Says the Chinuch, Adam nifal fi peulosav. When you go ahead and you plan something, you want to strategize something, you have always to start doing it. By doing it, you'll be able to come out and realize what plan needs to be done. For somebody to plan something and then to do it, it will never work. Because the Chidush is a process to take in Olam Hazeh, prepare the Kelim, to then allow to connect. A person needs to plan by first starting it and failing, and then allowing you to plan it right. You realize something, that you plan, Mensch tracht Gott lacht. You always see that you plan, and Kadosh Baruch Hu laughs out of it. Because you always have to start doing it. When you start doing it, then you could plan. In other words, you cannot go ahead and strategize for an ivory tower. That never works. It only strategizes from the grassroots, from the doing, from the world of mindset. And that's the breeze. Rabbi said, this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu is called the Chei Ha'olamim. Chei Ha'olamim is the Yichud of 13 is Hey and 8 and 13, like the Gros said, right? Hey is Malchus, which is the Nekeva, which is the ability of Elam Hazeh, and then to connect the 13 to Yichud. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chei Olam, Ki Esel Shamayim Yodi. Our avoda is to turn Oretz into Shamayim. The way how Adam does that, says Rabbi Yitzchok Kaizik Chover, is the Shem and Beis. And this is why Avoid the Zohar, which is a thought process. Says the Gro, there is no thought process that starts on its own. It has to start from a mindset. So there is a thought of Avoid the Zohar. That thought of Avoid the Zohar has to be one place and one place only, started from Arias. Says the Gro, Kabbalah Be'adenu. There is no Avoid the Zohar. There is no wrong thoughts if they didn't come from wrong actions. And therefore, always starts from Bris HaMoer. And then Brisa Loshen. Avoid the Zohar starts from Gilui Arayas. And that's why says the Gro. The Pasuk says, L'sasurach le'levavchem v'achrei neichem. Says the Gro, that can't be. Is a neichem. You see the physical and then your heart goes. It's always the physical leading the spiritual. And this Pasuk is out of order. That says the Gro, this is completely out of order. It can't be. Says the Gro, yeah, the posuk is Miramis. The tzitzis allows you. If you have the tzitzis in your face and you're facing the tcheles, there are people who are there already. And for them, Levavchem comes before Enechem. That's the story of the Gemara, the person who had the tzitzis. If somebody has a tzitzis, the tzitzis is to connect yourself to tcheles, to Shamaim. If you live in the world of tcheles, it's possible to chreach Levavchem v'chere Enechem. But in reality, that's an impossibility. So says the Gro, the Pasuk relates to that person who was attached to tzitzis. For that, levavchem could be achrei neichem. Regular people, that doesn't happen. Says the Gro, that p'nusil, and that's the mistake of the Meraglim. The Meraglim thought that the Ikar Avoida is in Har Sinai. That's why they did not want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gro, Ikar Hashchina b'tachtoinim. The way out to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want to go to the Tachtoinim, and our avoid is to start from bottoms up. There is no top-down avoida. Avoid is always bottoms up. And that's the mistake of the Meraglim. That's why the Pasuk says, Pnu Usil. You have to first break away from Har Sinai to take me to Eretz Yisrael to be able to start your avoida backwards, to break out of Eretz Yisrael from the base, turn to the Nekud of the base, connect to the Aleph through Dibur. We are the Medabrim, but the Dibur, to be able to allow to exist, you need the Maiseh. That's why by Kibush, look back, you needed the Kibush to then have Dibur Peh. And says the Dvar Avraham, you've just to say Kedusha Zeretzol doesn't mean unless you live it. If you are in Eretz Yisrael, it could be Kaddish Bepeh. That's why it's called Chazoka. Chazoka doesn't mean Chazoka is Koine. Chazoka enables the Dibur to be. That's exactly what we're saying. Without the Chazoka, the Dibur is meaningless. There is no Nishma without Naise. And the reason is because the Hei Tato transcends to the Hei Law. And because the Shem Ben, the two Yud Kei Vav Keis, you turn that into the Yud, then allows you to connect. But as long as it's a base, there's no Yud to connect. To connect through Dibur is creating an Aleph. To create an Aleph, what is necessary, the precondition is to have a Yud here to connect to above. The Yud here is the Tikkun HaMaiseh. That's why by Shvuah, you need Nikitas Chayfetz. You need to hold the Chayfetz before you do the Shvuah. That's why Rashi says, what Chayfetz did people hold? Simna Yod Chotaches Yerechi. Rashi says that he held the Bris Mila, because the Bris Aloshen is a derivative of Bris Mila. If you don't have Bris Mila, you don't have the Bris Aloshen. If you are Orel Haguf, you cannot be. The Orel Sfasayim is a result of the Orel Saguf. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The Orel Sfasayim of Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that Orel Sfasayim in some ways also had Arul Saguf. And that's the story, the Bris Mila. This, the two Brises, is the way to connect. Bris Hamor enables Bris Aloshen. And Bris Aloshen is connecting. Says, that you should always remember, our avoid is to take from the Sem Ben to the Shem Sag through the Shem Ma. To turn the base into a Nekuda, connect all Alephs, and the Aleph should be the Soid Achibur of Dover Mitoich Dover. That is when the Aleph becomes part within the Vovs of Shem Shomayim Mubina, and that Shara Chamishim, when we become totally connected with impossible connections, but the Vovs hides the Aleph, This is something called the Chibur Shem Shomayim, which is Leosid Lovoi, and that's our Avoyde Olam Hazeh, to turn Olam Hazeh into Chilek of the Shomayim, Ki Yesa El Shomayim Yodi. Just one clarification. Even though we saw that, according to the Rambam, Kedushas Shvi'is Bisman Hazeh is the Raisa. Why? Because Kedusha Shniya, Kedusha Leshaite, Vikisha Lasid Lovoi, because that Kedusha never went away. Is Shmita Bizman Hazeh the Raisa or not? That's an issue. As you see on the sources, the Rambam in Perek Tes of Ilchus Shmita Yovel clearly says that Shmita's Ksofim is the Rabbanan because it's dependent on the Yovel. The question is Shmita's Karka also dependent on the Yovel or not? As you'll see in the sources, that's a machloikis Rishoyim. That's a machloikis. Kesem Mishnah holds that Rishidas Aramam Shmita is the Raisa because the Kedusha is the Raisa, and the dependency on Yovel is only Shmita's Ksofim. The Marikurkus and many others say, no, the Rambam holds that Shmita is one integrated Shmita, Shmita's Karka, Shmita's Ksofim, in Shmita al-Chatzoin. Since one Shmita, Shmita's Ksofim at least, is dependent on Yovel, Shmita's Karka is also dependent on Yovel, which means you need Rov Yishvei Alea. So even though there is Kedusha Shnia, perhaps the Anhoga Shviis is only the Rabbanan. So that's a machloikes. So just wanted to clarify to make sure that you understand that there is a very big distinction between Kedusha Shviis, which is the Raisa, to actual Hanhogas, to actually keeping Shviis the Raisa, which is a function of dependency on Yovel. And in Yovel Bisman Hazeh, we know that's not there because you need a special condition, which is Rov Yishvei Alea, that you need the majority of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, which is not there right now.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.